Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the U.S. ethanol industry is slamming California's decision to ban the internal combustion engine in 2035. Disappointed and mystified is the way that the Renewable Fuels Association's Jeff Cooper describes its reaction to California's recent announcement.
If that is, in fact, what happens, it's going to have some far-reaching impacts on the fuel market, and by extension, it's going to have an impact on the corn market. California is the single largest consumer of gasoline when you look at all 50 states, and the single largest consumer of ethanol.
Now, the Renewable Fuels Association feels that California's regulators made a huge mistake in assuming the state's motorists will in fact and willingly agree to buy those expensive electric vehicles. Cooper argues that the quickest and lowest cost way to reduce gasoline emissions is to just move immediately to 15% ethanol blends nationwide, and then to higher blends like E25, E30, and E85. He says you're cutting those emissions while also supporting America's corn farmers. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.